Welcome back, folks. Second hour of War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'm about to hand off the baton to Tiffany Cianci, who is there in Kentucky helping to support Thomas Massie in his fight for political survival against a cadre of Israeli billionaires. Very excited to bring her on and hear what she has for us. But I want to go to this video. It's Kevin O'Leary and Tucker Carlson. You can find the article where you can find our live show and everything that used to be at InfoWars. You can now find it at alexjoneslive.com. Here's Tucker Carlson and Kevin Leary getting into it about AI and the data centers. And it's a great example of the human-centered approach versus the not human-centered approach. Let's watch.
Building a data center that trains AI, that provides productivity to the entire nation, we create millions of jobs, high-paying jobs.
AI is going to create jobs?
Yes.
I thought it was going to eliminate jobs, net.
Just think about the new technologies we don't even know yet that are going to be built off AI. Everybody thinks when television came, everybody would lose their job in radio. That was complete BS. And the same thing is going to happen here. Everybody's hysteria about losing jobs, making hamburgers or flipping them, being replaced by a robot, that's probably true. But all kinds of new technology will become available over time, including in medical science and biology and all kinds of things where the models can be used. I'm extremely optimistic. What I'm doing is creating a whole new opportunity for my children.
What kinds of jobs? Well, I mean, again, some of this, of course, is unknowable, and I want to be as fair as I can be because I'm grateful that you're willing to talk about it so openly. But you just said this will create AI will create millions of new jobs. You're basis of AI. You can't have AI without data centers, at least right now. So what are those millions of jobs? Because we can go through the list that the creators, the people who actually are making AI right now, developing it, we can go through a list of jobs they say it's going to eliminate, which would be like lawyers and financial planners and like the basis of upper middle class America. That's going away. They've said this. What will it be replaced by?
It'll be replaced by new science opportunities, new exploration into space, new manufacturing for robotics, for defense as well. Wars in the future probably aren't going to be fought with people getting shot in the flesh. It'll be one set of robots against another. I think the drone technology will advance the manufacturing of surveillance, all that stuff against our enemies, which notably is basically China. So if you think about how, you know, you debate the data center, I think it's fair to do that, what you're doing. But I would be very concerned if I were living in Taiwan that one day my electricity just goes out and I get invaded by basically robotics and high precision ordnance. And that's what China wants, and they want to get there first. Now, if we don't get there first, if we don't develop something better than their AI, and our ability to be predictive on where these conflicts are going to happen, I think we'll be in a bad place in 20 years. And so,
I think it's very revealing that I asked you about jobs in the United States, and you went immediately to defending Taiwan in the South.
Well, we manufacture the equipment here, Tucker. That's where it's made.
But I'm okay. Well, actually, a lot of this has been in China, as I know you know. So
that's my whole point. I don't want to do that anymore. Okay, I want to start making it here. I want to do advanced robotics.
Amen. I totally agree. But the promise of AI and robotics is that the robots will make the products of the future. So how exactly does that result in American jobs?
If you're
and
in
more
the
specifically, what are those? What are you talking about
when you say replaced by a machine? I don't buy that. I just don't agree with you because it's never happened.
I'm not saying I don't want that to happen. Trust me. I'm really worried about it, almost panicked. But I'm trying to feel better. Okay, then please make me feel better. Where are these millions of new jobs? What specifically are you talking about?
Well, you know, every time technology advances, it creates new opportunities that were not foreseen prior because you don't know the direction of new tech. You know, think about if you and I, because we were actually around in the late 80s contemplating what new jobs would be created by the internet.
So once again, Kevin O'Leary just takes the same tack that all the people take. It's the worst argument ever, which is just like, well, in the 80s, the internet was invented. So, you know, you have to accept a giant data center on your land. All technology is the same. The car is basically the same as data centers. It's all just technology. You're just afraid of technology. It's the craziest argument ever. Tiffany Cianci on the other side.
Do you think?